We continue discussing the halachos of Mevashel B'Shabbos. The Mishnah Berurah in Sif Katan Dalet teaches us that even though we're passing like Rabbi Yehuda, that b'meizet oslo hanos ma'os malacha the katsur rabbanon, says the Mishnah Berurah, when we come up mutalo lahenos midamersh malacha, you're allowed to sell that food. However, the Pais can point out that if somebody deliberately cooked food on Shabbos with the intention of selling it, then the Mishnah Berurah's heter will not apply. Because Chazal made a knas that person shouldn't be mechallel Shabbos. And if the person cooked with the intention of selling the cooked food, and now we're going to say, well, that's okay, so then we haven't accomplished anything. Moreover, even if it was not the person's intention to sell the food, so therefore this issue wouldn't be relevant, still, one may not benefit from the added value accrued to this food, because it was cooked on Shabbos. That extra value you may never have anah from. The Shaar Tzion in Sif Katan Zayin, using Al Gemari here on Daf Ayin Aleph and Masechet Baba Kama, that says Mas Shabbos Mutar B'Hanah, Shaar Tzion quotes that, says what the Gemari here means is a hanah which is not typical, like selling something which is typically not sold. In other words, let's say somebody cooked food in his house. He's not a caterer, he's not a restaurant, so he typically doesn't sell food. That's when the Mishnah Berurah is makel, or giving food to a behemah or to a nochri, which typically you don't give. However, if this is what you normally do, there the halacha is you can't have anah even midaneha. And therefore, this is the basis for the poskim say that if somebody put on an electronic device, a radio, a television, a tape recorder, so nobody's allowed to watch or listen to what is going on from those electronic devices. Because even though, explained the Poskim, the Gemara Masechta Krisis, the Avava Min Aleph, teaches us, Kol Umara V'Reach, voice, sight, smell, Ein Behem Meshum Me'ilo, here we're not speaking about Hanoh. This is an Isser Hishtamshus. You're not allowed to use something that was used for Chilul Shabbos. Moreover, not only, and that's why, even though it is a halacha, a mitzvah slav lehenes netnu, there's a klal, mitzvah slav lehenes netnu, still, a dvar mitzvah that was made through Chilul Shabbos, one may not use. Because again, the Isser is not an Isser Hanoh. This is an Isser Hishtamshus. And that may not be you, and you may not use something that was made with Chilul Shabbos, even if mitzvah slav lehenes netnu. There's another klal throughout Shas. Ein adam oyser dava ena shaloi. You can't cause something which you don't own to become oser. So the question that the Paiskim discuss is, can I make someone else's property usher because I did Chilul Shabbos with his property without permission? And the Paiskim say that of course the rule of Ein Adam Oysa Davish Ein Shaloi applies. And therefore, Let's say you'll have a food which is warm, it's edible, and somebody else went and put it on the oven. Not because I asked them to put my food on the oven on Shabbos, which involves a Chil Shabbos. Or let's say somebody sees that my cholent may burn, and in a non-permitted way, he adds water, cold water, to that cholent. Or he took off the fat from the fire without my permission to put up from the blech, and then put it back on, and now we have a situation of chazara. In all of these situations, he doesn't have the ability to make my food usur only to himself and not to me. And therefore, let's say somebody, there was a room with electricity on, and somebody closed the light and then put it back on. Or if somebody put on another light in a room where there was light, I could read in that room. I don't have to leave that room. And the Paiskim say, interesting Chiddush, let's say there was light in the room, but it was a dim light. So now it depends. If the light, I could read from that light, says Rav Moshe in the Shalsa Chuvas, Igros Moshe, Evan Ezra, Chelik, Dalet, Sim, Samach, Beis. And now, it's easier to read, but I could have read anyway, then I'm allowed to continue reading in this room. However, if the light that I had in the room was just a small night light from by which one cannot read, and now someone put on a big light with now I can read, I'm not allowed to read by that light. Or, what would be the halacha if somebody put on air conditioning or heating in a room? Do I have to leave the room? It depends. If it was a room that I could have remained in anyway, I need not leave the room. But if it's a room that I couldn't have remained in, then I have to leave the room. And the same with the food. If the food wasn't edible, unless this person did it, even though I never asked him to do it, of course I can't eat that food. To quickly mention, what is the halacha? As we said, the Shulchan Aruch mentions that if we want to see what is the halacha when an Akum does malacha, in Simon Shin Zayin Sif Chof, the halacha is that when Akum does malacha for Yisrael, one has to wait on Matzah Shabbos, b'chdei shiyasa. It makes no difference if the malacha was done on behalf of me or behalf of someone else. It makes no difference if it was done b'mezid on Shabbos. The halacha is that on Shabbos it's asur, and Matzah Shabbos it's mutter, even b'mezid. That's by Issur d'oraisa. By Surim Drabonon, the halacha is that for the person whom the malacha was done for, he has to wait Matzah Shabbos B'chdei Shiyasa. The other people who did not ask the Akum, to do it, they can have a hanah from it even on Shabbos as well. B'chdei Shiyasa means the amount of time it takes to do this malacha. The Mishnah Brura in Sifkaton Beis teaches us, Koshie Sofik Plukta, whenever there's a machloikis, if what was done here, is it a malacha or not, unless b'di'evid we don't have to be machmer, because, says the Mishnah Brura, the kala isa b'zehu rakmed rabbonin, the entire issue here is only knast the rabbonin shekansua, v'sveika Drabonon Lakula. However, the Paiskim, in discussing this Shaila, say one has to really be sure, is it Deraisa, is it Drabonon, how much of an Issa Drabonon is it? just because you'll find one opinion that says it's mutter, or just because you'll find one opinion that says that this is an issur d'rabbanan, is lav dafka correct. On the other hand, the Mishnah Berurah seems to be taking a very interesting approach. The Mishnah Berurah seems to be taking the approach that since the entire issue is only an issur knas, and also the Paiskim say we always have to take in consideration the factor of Oinik Shabbos, there's a lot of reason to be makel. And this is the place to discuss a shaila that comes up very often. Ramoshin, the Shalos Tshuva, Sigus Moshe, Arachayim, Chelik Dalet, Simen, Kuf Yud Dalet, discusses, for example, the question we know as a machloikis apaiskim, is one allowed to open soda bottles on Shabbos? What is the halacha if I hold that you're not allowed to open a soda bottle on Shabbos, and somebody else opened up a soda bottle? So the halacha is that I could drink from that soda, even though I hold you may have not allowed to open the bottle. Certainly, if there's a way for me to be able to open that bottle, but derech heter, all the paiskim hold that I certainly could use that soda. However, even though we're being makel, that if somebody did something on Shabbos that I hold as usur, but he holds as mutter, I could benefit from it, that doesn't give me a heter to tell him to do so. By Melacha de Rabbanon, the Mishnah Berurah in Sifkat and Gimel quotes the Gra that if it was done b'shoigig, there's no reason to be machmer. The question is, as the Bi'ur Halacha discusses, what does the Mishnah Berurah mean here? Does it mean that only in the case of shoigig, by the Rabbanon we can be makel, that you could have benefit from it on Shabbos? Or is he also makel b'mezid? And even b'mezid, even the Rabbi Huda is machmer, as we learned when a malacha was done b'mezid, he won't be machmer by a malacha de Rabbanon. It seems that the Chaya Adam, Paskins, and the Shulchan Aruch Rav are makel, that not only can we rely on the more lenient shita when it was done b'shaygig, we could also rely on the lenient opinion when it was done b'mezit. The Mishnah Berurah Sifkat and Dalet quotes the Magen Avraham b'shem HaRashba that says that the pot in which this food was cooked may not be used because the pot has blius of something which is also. However, says the Mishnah Berurah, Dafka Mavashal Bari, the only time we have this consideration is if somebody cooked food for a healthy person. Amavashal Chayla Matarasak Deira. But if somebody used a pot on Shabbos to cook in for a person who's not well, and such a person obviously, you're allowed to cook for such a person on Shabbos, there is no problem using the pot of Matzah Shabbos with the Bliya. However, of course, we have to point out that the din of the pot is always equal to whatever is the din of the food. Some paiskim are even more makel, and they say that if you wait with a pot more than 24 hours, we could be lenient. Because we know that Halacha says that after 24 hours, all the blias in the pot are pogum. Ma'aseh Shabbos that are done for members of your family or your guest. So how do we look at them? Are they considered like they're the person who's self-cooked, or are they considered like others? There are Paiskim that say that not only the person who cooked b'mezid, but if it was done specifically for an individual, that individual also has the same halacha as the person who actually cooked the food. Many Paiskim are meikel, and they say that the knas was only said to the person who actually was mechal Shabbos. There are those that want to differentiate between a Maisa Shabbos that was done b'mezid because I asked the person to do the melacha versus a Maisa Shabbos that was done not because I asked him to do the melacha, rather because he did the melacha b'mezid, even though he did it for me, we could be more lenient.